Kronis itself, that was four. The Arba, the Kronis, and only four from the Kronis. Is Kam Heavy Timna, eight. For the Gemara, so 8 of 24 is how much is it? It's Tosas only a third. So if I did Shver, you're saying now it's 1/4, if 8 from 24 is 1/3. And the Gemara again, Mi Savit, Rivuya Kama, who says we're talking about where it was squared? Hatayi Begula Kama. We're talking about again where the city, that the diameter of the city was only 1,000 Amis, but it was circled. Mela Kama Maruba Yeser Aligum, how much is there more space in a square than there is in a circle always? Rivia. There's 1/4 more space in a square than there is in a circle. So if we're taking away to make the city into a circle, how much do you have to take off it? Dal Revia. Take off a quarter. Now take off a quarter, of 8. We said the Migrish now should be 8. A quarter of 8 is 2. So 2 minus 8 is 6. Posh lo shisa. Comes out that the Migrish now is 6. Veshisa michov dalad river heaven. 6 from 24 is taka 1/4. Is the Migrish now around the city? So the Cheshbon is, if the circle itself is only a diameter of 1, that's what the circle is. So the circle of 1 all around it is like 6 square boxes of 1 by 1. So 6 out of, and the whole thing is 24, 6 out of 24 is 1/4. That's how you get the Cheshbon that the Migrish, that the first 1,000 Amis outside the Oral of Via was called 1/4 of the whole Tchum of all the city together, the whole city together. Baita. Ravina Roma, my Ravia. What does it mean that the Migrish was a quarter of everything? It just means Ravia the Tchuma. It doesn't mean the Ravia of everything. It just means it was a quarter of the Tchum. That's all. Just measure the Tchum itself. So this Cheshma comes out good, 1/4. Shrashi Lyelan to the Mikoro. The Mosim Rubas over Trey Alfi at Trey Alfi. It's 2,000 by 2,000. No Tchumen, the Hevilo Tchumen Shisser, or Krona Shisser, or Migrish Minayu. Tracer, the kasha was the migrish is 12. Or my revere the ktoni, why does it say it's a quarter? The betchumim the kummer. That means the tchum itself. Nimsa migrash the tchumim revere. The tchumim ukronas with migrash the tchumim timna. Each one is only 8. So 8 of 32 is 1/4. So it doesn't mean to say it's the migrash is a whole part of the migrash. It just means to say the tchum, exactly what's on top and bottom on the two sides of the city. That's only 8. 8 of 24. 8 of 32 is also 1/4. And that's the heavy revia that's lost in the tray. That's 1/4 of 32 is 8. Rav Asher Yomar, my revia, what does it mean a quarter? It means revia the Kronis. The same Cheshbon. Doesn't mean a corner of everything. It just means a corner of the Cheshbon. Just take the corners by itself. The corners by itself is also 8. So 8 of 32 is 1/4. Omalei Ravina Rav Asher. In fact, Ravina of Kashet Rav Asher now. It says we went around the city. So what the Kasher Rashi learns, Vosoviv Ksiv, the Kroa Gabi Migrish, Vetona Kiriata, the Kroa Noket Vetona. That the Posik says, when you put the Migrish around the city, it has to go around. My Soviv, so the Gemara, Vosoviv Ksiv,
my, the Kronis.
Yeah, she says it's the kasha. It's the kasha on the last house of Ashi. Rashi Yama, my revia the cronus. You're only counting the corners. Omalei Ravina Ravashi, Vosavav Ksiv. It says before you're going around. It says the revia of all are going around. So how could you just count the corners? The corners is not called Saviv. Saviv means you're going all around the city. So it's your cheshbon all around the city, not just the corners. And the Gemara name, my Saviv, what does it mean we're going around? Some of the cronus. Itaka just means the corners. Going around the corners, that's how you get 1/4. It just means the cronis is 1/4, 1/4, it's 8, out of the whole cheshbon of 32. Dilo teim hochi gabi oila, by every korban oila. When you bring the korban, and the kohen makes a zrikas adam. He takes the dam and throws it on the mizbeach. The pasuk says, the zoku b'nei Aaron es adam ala mizbeach soviv. It says the zrikas adam should be soviv all around the mizbeach. Is Hochinami Saviv Mamish? Does it mean your Mamish have to put the dam like a circle all around the Mizbeach? Elamai Saviv, what does Saviv HaMizbeach mean there? Saviv the Kronis. Because the Loch is all you do is you make a Zrikas dam on the Kronis. You make a Zrikas Shtayim Shem Arba. You give one spritz on this corner here that goes both sides. Then you give one spritz on the other side of the corner that goes on both sides. But the kids, all you make in the Zrikas dam is just on the corners. Either Pasuk says Saviv, it's a raya, Kornis is also considered Sovid. Say when we said that the Migrish is one quarter, even though we said a Lashon Sovid, it says Lashon here, the Sovid Vestir, Bielef Nimsa Migrish Revia, it says Sovid, Sovid just means the Kornis. It's possible to consider something going around just including the corners. You don't have to include all mamish, the four sides all around. It's enough just to include the corners itself. That's this terminology. That's what we give this term here, that the migrash, the corners of the migrash, is considered one quarter of the whole thing. That's 8. 8 to 32 is one quarter. Omale Rav Chaviva, Michuz Noy Rav Ashi, Voika Musha. There's a kasha, there's the corners. Now the rest of the kasha, now the last cheshbin, we said, we make the city was a circle. Now since the city was a circle, we're given the migrash also circled around the city. 1,000 amas circled around the city. That's why we said it's not a square, but we took off one quarter of it. Instead of saying it was 12 the migrash, we said it was 9. Because we're making the migrash also circled around the city. Hey, so if the city is circled, so you make another radius of 1,000 amas out and just go again circled around the city. That's why it only comes out to be 9 boxes. Instead of being 12 the way we thought, out of square, it would have been 12. Now that we said the migrash, the purple here, is also circled, it's only 9. Fred Gemara, is that true? The halacha is, even though a city is circled, we always first have to make it a square. That's the halacha. Anytime you measure something, first you make it a square. Fred Gemara, you're bumping into the corners then. Fred Gemara, Reika Mursha. The Karnasa, you're bumping into the corners of the Karen. As even though the city is actually squared, is actually circled, you can't put the Migrish circled around it, because first you have to make the city squared. If you make the city squared first, so the Migrish can't go circled around, it's going to bump into the corners. V'ika Musha the Karnasa b'masi gula. It's the Gemara b'masi gula, like we said before. We're talking about it's circled. For the Gemara v'ribuya name, but we learned everything, you have to make a square. If you make it into a square, look where there are corners there. And the Gemara, chazinon commander mabo. When do we say we make the city like a square? It's not like the Mitzvahs who make it into a square. It's just we look as if it's a square, negate to put in the 2,000 amas, the tchum of 2,000 by 2,000. Of a revuya vada mimarvo. But a vada we don't mamish make it into a square. A vada the city is still circled. And therefore the tchum, you're putting the migrash that goes around it, also goes circled around the square, around the circle. Now that we make it a square, that's only negated to the outer tchum, the 2,000 amas. But the actual migrash only goes circled around the circle city. Omalei Rav Chani Loi, Michuz Noel Rav Ashi, Michti. Kam Amru Ba Yoyser Aligol. How much is a square? More. Now this is a kasha back to the original Eitzah. The original Eitzah was, we said, when you had this circled city here, now we made this chum, you didn't start counting this chum from the circle 2,000 amas. But first we made a square, and then we made the big square around 2,000 amas, all around. Apayim amas, we made a square. So we said, how much do we gain on the deal? First we gained 400 by the city, and then we gave 12, then we gave another 800 at the corner here. So together we gained 1,200. So come to size, from not being a circle to being a square, you gave 1,200 you gained. Fetgmar, that can't be. How much is a square more than a circle? Only a quarter. So how are you gaining 1,200 out of a pi mama? That's way too much. Fred Gemara. Omale Rav Kinole Ruzon Rav Ashi Michti. Kama Merubo Yoyser Aligal. How much is a square more than a circle? Revi, it's one quarter. Of a Zoy, Hani Timna Meyo. How do you say you have 800 amas you gained on the deal by making the Tchum squared? Not by measuring from the circle 2,000 amas, but you put a squared around the city to make 2,000 by 2,000 amas. You gain the alachson. We said the diagonal of 2,000 is 2/5, which is 800. How do you say you gain 800? Oh, you should only be one quarter of that. So one quarter of 2,000 should be shismeya, v'shisin, v'sheva, nachitos, that's all should be. It should only be 600 and 67, less a third heavy. So the chur, if the circle is only one quarter more, the square is one quarter more, how do you get so much? And the Gemara Poshid, Omalei, Hani mili bigula migoribuya. That's only if you have this circle inside the square. If you have a circle, then you put a square around it, the square around it is one quarter more than the circle is. Avo be'alachsunam. But we're talking about before the diagonal. How much do you gain by measuring something with a square and getting a diagonal of 2,000 rather than just measuring mamish 2,000? Like we have here, you have the circle here, the city is a circle. So really, 2,000 namas, you should have just measured straight up 2,000 namas from the city. That's how you should have got the Tchum Shabbos. But we say no. First, make it a square around here. By making it a square, you are gaining another 2/5 of the square. So 2/5 of 2,000 is 800. That's why you're gaining 800. It's not a shaila now putting a square around the circle. You're putting a diagonal through the square. A diagonal through a square is 2/5 more. Well, how immediately when do we say it's only 1/4 more? That's bigula migarivuya. That's by a circle around a square. A square around the circle. Aba belachsuna, but make a diagonal, vinatzfei. Then you get more. The yom mama we learned, call amsa bribuya, amsa. Anytime you have an amma by an amma, square amma by an amma, you should know, call amsa bribuya. Anytime you have one amma squared, is amto trei chumshe belachsunai. You should know its diagonal is one amma and 2/5. The diagonal is always 2/5 more than just the square itself. So v'zoi here, we're giving a tchum of 2,000 by 2,000. But we put square boxes there of 2,000 by 2,000. So how much is the diagonal of this square box? It's 800 more. It's 2/5 more. 2/5 of 2,000 is 800. So that's why here, by this city, you have a right now to walk another 800 amis out of the tchum.
All right, the Mitzvah Shem will chazer over this last part of the Gemara from the beginning of the daf on the next tape.
Yeah, we're holding Daf Nun Zayin Omer Aleph. Again, the fourth line from the top. Revino Omar. My Revio, Revio Ditchumim. His Teshaila was again that the Braisa before said that the Migrosh that we gave to the Levium, which was 1,000 Amas outside the city, was considered a Revio, a quarter of the Tchum that they got outside the city. Now, the Levium got Alpayim Amma, 2,000 Amas outside the city. So the question is, how come the Migrish is called the Revi, a quarter? The Chur refers to Migrish should only be a half. And for the Gemara, Revino Amar, my Revi, what do we say that the Migrish is only a quarter? It means Revi de Tchumin. It means it's a quarter of the part of the Tchum. Yeah, so like Rashi says, Revino Amar, Liyolam Kidimi Kora, like we said before, Bimasam Revosa, a squared city, over Trey Alfe, a Trey Alfe, that the city is 2,000 by 2,000 Amis. Tevelu Tchumim, the Tchumim then going around the city is Shisasar, was 16. 16 means 16 boxes of 1,000 by 1,000 Amis. Now the Tchum means, like you have the middle box, that's the city. Now make a box on top, make a box on right, make a box on left, and make a box on bottom. That's considered the tchum right around the city itself, without making the corners, without the corners. Now each box, since it's 2,000 by 2,000, it's really four boxes of one by one. And you're putting four boxes around, so that was 16 boxes of one by ones. And who are then the corners? Now the corners you have to also fill up. Is the same thing. Each corner gets its box of 2,000 amis by 2,000 amis, which is a box of 4 1 by ones. Therefore, kronis shisaser. The corners are also 16 boxes of 1,000 by 1,000 amis. Now, a migrish minayu. Now, the first kasha was that the migrish, the first 1,000 amis all around the city, came out to be tracer, was 12 boxes of 1 by 1, 2 on each side. So that's 2 times 4 is 8, and then the 4 corners had 1, which is 12. So the kasha was 12 of 32 is more than a third. The teretz is now, Umay revia diktoni v'tchumim, dekomanimtsa migrash detchumim, revia detchumim ukronis. That means the revia of the tchumim of the migrash. Now the tchumim means just the 4 sides of the city, without looking at the corners. So just the 4 sides of the city. If you're going to add the now, 1,000 amis, so since the city itself is 2,000 by 2,000, on all sides, there is like 2 boxes of 1 by 1. Therefore, how much is the migrash? It's 8. So therefore, 8 of 32 is 1/4. So that's what the Braisa before meant. that just looking at the Tchumen, just looking at the four sides of the city, how much of the Migrash do you have? You have eight boxes of one by one. So 8 of 32 is 4, is 1 quarter. So that's what Ravina is saying. Ravina, my Raviyah, Raviyah the Tchumen. Ravashi Yom, Ravashi says another Teretz. My Raviyah, Raviyah the Kronos. That means 1 quarter of the Kronos. So you can learn 2 pshatim here. One pshat Rashi says is, he come out to mean the same pshat like Ravina. It means if you just look at the corners of the Migrash, which the corners of the Migrash are 4, it's 1 quarter. So if you just look at the corners of the Migrash, that means 4 boxes of 1 by 1. Now, how much do we have in all 4 corners? We said all 4 corners together are 16 boxes of 1 by 1. Therefore, 4 of 16 is considered 1 quarter. That's the din that the Migrash is called 1 quarter, means just the corners of the Migrash, which are 4 1 by 1s, is 1 quarter of 16 1 by 1s. Now, Azat Gemara, Omalei Ravina Ravashi. Ravina asked the Kasha to Ravashi. For Soviv Ksif. In the Pasuk it says that we gave the Migrash Soviv all around the city. So this is the Kasha and Ravina. How do you just count the corners? The Chura, the Migrash, went all around the city. So you can't just count just the corners by itself. Another Pshat Rashi says is, Elishna Achrina is, that Ravina meant to say, Enechanami. The Migrash only, we only gave the Migrash by the corners of the city. Because this din that you have to leave over space, just Lenoi, is only on the 4 corners of the city, but not really all around the city. That's what they left over the Migrash. So therefore, the Migrash Taka was 1 quarter Kepshuta, because it was only the corners connected everything around it. Now, Frati Gemara, how could that be? Vasoviv Ksiv. In the Pasuk, in the Chumash, it says, Soviv, it says it went all the way around. Mashma, the Migrash went around the city. And for the Gemara, my Soviv, Soviv the Kronos. It's not Shver. What it says, we gave the Migrash around the city, it means the 4 corners of the city that had the Migrash. Dilo, if you can't say like this, that corners are considered Soviv all around, Dilo, Temochi, Gabi Ola, by the Pashas of Karbonis, by Korban Ola, the Echsiv, the Pasuk says, V'zorku b'nei Aaron es Adam, al ha-mizbeach Soviv. There's the mitzvah Zrikas Adam. It says the Loshin al ha-mizbeach Soviv. You're supposed to go around on the Mizbeach. His hochi nami Soviv mamish. Does the mitzvah Zrika mamish mean that the Kohen has to take the dam and spritz it all around the Mizbeach mamish? Ela my Soviv. What does Soviv mean? Soviv the Kronos. Like we know, we only make the Zrikas Adam on the 2 Kronos of the Mizbeach. It's called Shtayim Shem Arba. You make one Zrika on one corner, so the blood goes on both sides of the Mizbeach. Then another Zrika on the other corner. Another Zrika on both sides of the Mizbeach. But you don't namash have to go all around the Mizbeach. It's just enough on the Kronos. It's Hochinami, my Soviv, Soviv the Kronos. Then Enochinami. The Migrash that we gave to Levium was only on the corners of the city, but not mamish all around the city. Therefore, it's very good that the Migrash is considered one quarter of the whole Tchum. So the Gemara now, Oma le Rav Chaviva, Michuz Noit le Rav Ashi, Rav Chaviva is the Kasha to Rav Ashi, Voika Musha. This now Kasha the Karnasa. The Voika Musha the Karnasa. There are the corners to the city. In other words, this is the Kasha Rashi learns, that Lamay di Amor Liyel, that's what we said before. Kamam Rubah Yaisa, we want to answer, how much is a square more than a circle? A quarter. That means the mother din Migrash Bigula. We gave the Migrash around the city in a circle form. Now, the Kashla of Chaviv, Yadakasha, Kivanatani Marbo Esair. Since we said we make the city itself squared, Harehim Rubat, the city Lukhur is squared. The Chiyov and Migrash Bigul, if you're going to put the Migrash, that's this first 1,000 Amos, all around the city, in a circle around the city, Nimso Kronos Eir Oichlem Batecha Migrash. How could you put a circle around the city? You're going to have to knock off like the corners of the city. So the Chur, the corner of the city is going to be part of the Migrash. And that's not Mustafa. And for the Gemara, B'mosi Gula. We're talking about, no, the city itself is circle. So therefore it's good that around this city we put a Migrash of 1,000 Amis, which came out to be like a box of 9 1 by 1s. For the Gemara, V'ribuya. But even though the city is circled, but we said first we make the city like square. So if you make the city like square, it's again Kasha. How could you put a Migrash around the city to be circled around the city? The Chur is going to eat up the corners of the city.
Now the Gemara poshet, Eimo di Yamrinon Chazinon. When do we say that the circle of the city, we make it into a square, we look as if it's squared? Of a commander, my boy, Ravuya, Vade mi Marina, but to make it look mamish, to tell me mamish, the city has a square to it. That if you want to put the migrash circled around the city, you're going to say the circle eats up the corners, that you don't say. Because Lamaisa, this city is a circle. And now it's good that you're putting a migrash of 1,000 amis circled around the city. So therefore, this circle around the city is considered like 9 boxes of 1 by 1s. Therefore, 9 of 32. Therefore, 9 into 36. 9 into 36 is 1 quarter. So the Mo'omalei Rav Chani Loi, Michuz Noel Rav Ashi, Michti, Kama Meruba Yeser Aligil Revi. How much is a square? More than a circle? It's only 1 quarter more. It's going back to Kasha before. Before we said when we had a city that's in a circle, so first we make a square around the city, and then we add the Tchum Shabbos is like a payamama in squares all around the city. So we make it squared. So even the corners is also like a square. So we say we gain by going diagonally an extra 2/5, because every diagonal in the square is 2/5 more than each side. So he said we gained on the Tchum 800 Amis before. Is the Kasha now, how do you gain so much 800 Amis? You're telling me now that a square is only 1/4 more than a circle? So how do you have so much here, 800? Frati Gemara, Meya Shish, Rivi Abahani Timna, Meya, how do you have 800? The Chura Shish Meya, should only be 600. Veshishin Vesheva, and 67, Nochi Tulsa. Less 1/3 heavy. That's all it should be. If you're going to tell me it's 1/4 less, so take off 1/4 from 2,000, and that's all you're going to have now is going to be an extra 637, less a quarter, less a third. This is considered like a third of a thousand. And Rashi says, even though we say it's 1/4 more, it means it's 1/4 of the outside, which is 1/3 of the inside. So the Maisa, 1/3 of our payim is 637. So that's all it should have been. And the Gemara Poshid, Omalei, Hani Mili Bigula Migoy Revuya. That's only, we're talking about you put a circle inside a square. Then we say the outside square is 1/4 more. Avo bi alachsuna, but when you're measuring the alachsun, the diagonal of a square, bina tvei, then you gain much more. The Yom Amal we learned, Kol Amsa B'Revuya. Anytime you have like a squared Amma by an Amma, you should know Amso Trei Chumsha B'Alachsuna. Its diagonal of this square is 1 Amma and 2/5. Okay, so the diagonal is 2/5 more than the corner, than the sides. So therefore here, if you're making a square of 2,000 by 2,000, the diagonal is an extra 800. Like 2/5 of 2,000 is 800. That's how you get an extra 800 amis. We are adding on to the tchum of the city if you go diagonally out of the city. Here, the Mishnah says, Noisnin karfe fli'ir, divrei Rebbe Meir. When you want to measure the tchum of the city, you don't start measuring 2,000 amis right outside the city, but first we give a karfe. That's always the shear of 70 amis and a little bit more. So first we measure a karfe of 70 amis outside the city, and then we first start counting the tchum. That's for Meishita. The Chachamim Oimrim Loi Omru Karfeif Ela Bein Shtei Ayoris. No, we only say the din to air the Karfeif. That's only if Snageya, if you have two cities one next to another. And the question is, do we look at it as two separate cities? Each one has to have its own tchum, or do we look as if it's one big city? So there we say that if in between one city and another city, there's only a karfif in between, it's considered like one city. If it's more than a karfif in between, then it looks like two cities. Now in the Gemara we'll see, does it mean you give each one of the cities a karfif, therefore together, or be more than 141 amis? Or do we say, no, in between two cities we only put one shear, one karfif in between. So if it be more than 71 amis, it'll look like two separate cities. But this is the Chacham Shita. But if you only have one city by itself, then you start counting the Tchum right outside the city. right out of the boundary of the city, you start counting the schum al payimama. So the Mishnah, v'chol marim lo yomru karfif ele ben shtei ayoris, im yesh lezu shivamami vishirayim, or lezu shivamami vishirayim, if in between the two cities, each city has only like 70 yamas and a little bit more, then oise karfif eshteim liyos echad. Then it makes it as if these two cities are like one. Since in between the two cities, each one only has one chair of a karfif, each one only has one 70 amas space, so it's still called connected as if you have one big city. Now exactly how we paskin between Reb Meir and the Chachamim is the Machlokes Rishonim. I think the Mechaba paskins like the Chachamim, and the Ramah paskins like Reb Meir, that you do give a karfif outside the city. But the mice, it's not so poshut. How about the achror is, the gro is also, I think, soysim lahachmir to say that we start counting the payimama right outside the city. Vaitazati Mishnah. Vechein shnei kforim hamushuloshim. Same thing if you have three cities, that the havaminir is mushuloshim, means they're one after another. One, two, three, three different cities, one after another. Is im yesh ben shnayim chitzoinim. If in the distance between the two outer cities, is Meir v'yaboyim v'yachlas v'shlish, is only 141 and a third amis, then osem tsoi yeshloshtem liyos echad. Then the fact you have a middle city there, that makes it as if all three cities look like one big city, and therefore you have one chum for all three cities. And the person on the right side of the city, if he wants to walk leftwards, he can walk all the way to the end of the third city, and from there he starts counting his apayimama. Now the Gemara will explain exactly what is the Chiddush, what are we talking about when we have these three cities. So the Havaminir is, it's Mamish 1, 2, 3, and it's talking about we only have 140, 141 in between. So it's a Raya that each city only gets a 70 Yamas. So the Gemara will explain exactly what the Mishnah means. So that's the Gemara. Minohan Emili. Okay, so according to the Reb Meir, how do we know that outside the city, first we give it a Karfif, which is like an open park, we give it the shear of 70 Yamas. How do we know this? Zot Gemara Omar Rova, the Yom Akroa, the Pasuk says, Mikir Ha'ir V'chutza, like from the corner, from the walls of the city, and outwards. So Omra Terra, the Terra says, Tein Chutza V'yacha Kach Modud. First give a little bit outside the city, that means the shear of a Karfif, 70 Yamas, and then start counting the Medida of Apayimama. Now, about this is only in the Smachta, because the din of Apayimama V'tchum Shabbos is only Midrabonim. But since this was the psukim we learned, this was from the pasuk we learned that before, the chal yismachta to make a tchum of our payimama. This is talking about by the Or Levim, that we gave a tchum of our payimama outside the city, so therefore we learn out this din also. That before we make the medida and the smachta, first we should give a chutzah, give a part, give a space of 70 yamis outside the city before you start counting the tchum. The chachom ha-maimrim loy omru, Karfif ele ben shnei ayoros. The Chum say no. A city by itself, you start counting its chum right outside the city. The din of a karfif is only in connection of two cities, one next to another, to connect the two. So the Mara Itzma. Rav Huna Omar noisnim karfif lezu, the karfif lezu. When we have two cities, one next to another, we give both cities a karfif. That means each one has 70 yamas. So if you have now one next to another, it's still considered like one city if there's only 141 amis in between the two. So in the din of the Mishnah that the Chum say, we give a karfif, where you have two cities, the lachar is, we give each city a karfif. V'chiyah barav omar, karfif echod l'shteyim. He holds no, we only put one karfif in between the two cities. If the two cities are further, the more than 71 amis in between is considered like two separate cities. So the Gemara, Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, the Chachamim Oimrim, Lo Yomru Karfif Ela Bein Beis Ayoros. We only give the shear of a Karfif when we're talking about in between two cities. Has the Chachamim Dingzach on Reb Meir, a city, one city by itself does not have a Karfif, just in between two cities to consider it like one city, we use the shear of a Karfif. Abul Chur Tiyuf to the Rav Huna, that should be a Kash and Rav Huna. Rav Huna says we use two karfifs, and the Mishnah's mashma only one karfif. Or Malach Rav Huna answers, my karfif, what does the Mishnah mean that we put a karfif in between the two cities? It means Teras karfif, a din of a karfif. In other words, we use the share of a karfif to connect two cities. Uli Olam karfif lezu, the karfif lezu. But really, we give each city a karfif by itself. So if you have in between only 141 amis, we look as if these two cities are one. So the Gemara Hochi Nami Mestavra, I say that's the Svara also like Rav Huna holds, that we give each one one. Midutoni Sefer, because the end of Sefer, the Mishnah says, Im Yesh Lezu Ayin Amma Vishurayim, if we have enough of 70 Amas and a little bit more for one city, or Lezu Ayin Amma Vishurayim, and for the other city, 70 Amas and a little bit more, is Alocha Oise Kafef Lishtayim Li Yois Echod. This Din Kafef in between makes these both of these cities like one. So, of course, Shema Mino is a chloride to Rav Huna, that we give each city a karfif. Therefore, together it's 141 amis. So, of course, a kasha and Rav Chia. So, the Gemara Leimah Tiev with Fifth to the Chia Barav. Of course, the end of the Mishnah should be a stira to Chia Barav. Here it says, chlor, we give 141 amis in between. In other words, we use two karfifs. Omaloch Chia Barav, Rav Chia has a teretz to this. Omaloch Chia Barav, Homani Rav Mehi. The Sefer, the Mishnah, goes back to Rav Meir.